Hi, this is Shaylin Hudson. I make candles for Scene Creations, and the price is anywhere from $3 to $8. If you'd like to contact me about purchasing any, you could call me at 907-401-1095.
You have a Facebook page? No? Hello and welcome to Horror After Hours. We're coming to you from the Naughty Guy Studio. Alongside me, I got my bro Bruce.
Good morning.
Well, I hope everyone's doing well out there. So today, we're kind of just giving a rundown on some upcoming movies and some that are already out there in the theaters.
We are at the halfway mark to Halloween.
Yeah, can't wait to see that Halloween ends, man.
I hope it comes out this Halloween.
Me too.
They're done filming. They finished filming about a month ago.
Badass. So that's going to be exciting.
So depending upon how quick that they do their editing, which I'd prefer not to be rushed.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah. You just, nowadays, you never know.
I liked the last one. I enjoyed it. I thought it was better than the 2018 one.
I liked this last one.
Yeah, so did I.
The only thing I didn't like about it was that they killed Judith Greer.
Oh, yeah. They had to kill somebody.
Yeah.
They had to fucking, like, and scream. They're like, you have to kill an original. We'll let everybody know it's a real threat.
Yeah.
Like when they killed Dewey.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah. So, and then they didn't kill Lori. They killed her daughter. So it's like, damn. Okay. Like, that part shocked me. When I was watching, I was like, huh. I don't know what I was hoping for, but I was hoping for something. And then I was like, holy shit, are they gonna fucking kill her? And then they fucking did, man.
Yeah. I was loving the movie until they killed Judy Greer. It's like, no, damn it.
Yeah. So it's been a hot minute. We can now discuss the fucking runny, steamy pile of shit Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, there were some parts in it that I liked, but overall, it was a diarrhea piece of shit, man.
Yeah. I tried to keep a positive mind about it, but
yeah,
it really was a stinker.
So, like, one of the positive things I thought going in was, holy shit, they're doing the exact runtime of the OG one from like 40 plus years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, would it come out in 73? So what is it, 50 years old?
Yep.
I was like, oh shit, okay, I like that. I like that. Then, but I was kind of worried about, hey, this is the original Leatherface. And I'm like, damn, even if this motherfucker was like 15, which he very clearly wasn't in 73, we're going to be looking at a 70 plus year old fucking man here running around.
With superhuman strength.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, okay, like, let's go down the laundry list here. It doesn't have to be a laundry list. It could just be whatever list it is. So my first grievance with it was, his superhuman strength at 70 plus years old. It's like, okay, you could be tough, but you can't be moving like the way he was running around, like, and fucking popping up like Jason in different spots.
And Michael Myers.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. That's just how it is for horror tropes. But you very clearly said that this was the only direct sequel to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which is almost a half century ago. Okay. Then. This guy's fucking 70, mid-70s maybe, right? And then he's fucking running around like a motherfucker, like running faster than my big ass could run right now, and I'm younger than him. Which maybe if you do a steady run, but not, and it's like, okay, man, where do I stop my disbelief? I gotta fucking suspend disbelief. And then he started fucking doing circus shots with his fucking chainsaw. Yeah. Like fucking sliding it on the fucking floor. And it's like, huh. Now, I personally had a career dropping trees for fucking years. Now, I didn't have an issue with the chainsaw still running because there's a fucking lock on there.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
But It seems like that lock would drop off when you dropped it. Now, this is the chainsaw that he was using in 1973, if we're led to believe the actions that he took after his mom died, right?
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, man, I'm fucking losing faith quick, man. Because it's like, okay, it's this small fucking community that no one's around. Okay, I could buy that. Fucking places are fucked up right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then so what, these rich young Bitcoin people are coming in and they're going to turn it into a tour trap stop and shop. Like what exactly? And then one of the main characters has trauma. Okay, it's an hour and 20 minutes. How are you? I don't need a fucking backlog of 60 hours of shit, but sometimes leaving my imagination to run kind of sucks. Now, when you got an hour and 20 minutes, it's kind of hard to fit all the shit in. Now, if they just stuck with like, hey, man, these are rich people. They're coming in. Okay, I can believe that. Hey, this one sister, she was involved in a school shooting and she's fucking terrified of guns and rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
She barely lived and a lot of people died. Okay. And then you just leave it alone. But then they just keep dragging that part out. Then it's like, okay, man.
They keep bashing you over the head with it.
Well, and that wouldn't have been a problem if they paid it off with what actually happened. Like showing how, like the way they showed it, they only revealed a little bit.
Yeah.
This ain't the fucking 30s, man. I'm not getting turned on by someone showing their ankle. You know? It's like, you fucking slut. She's showing her ankle. What a fucking trashy whore. I needed that, though. I'm going to the bathroom. No, man. You gotta need your fucking titties out, slap my fucking face. Anyway, so that was an issue I had with it. They didn't go in the back. If they had just said, hey, she has trauma, blah, 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 and it's like a 5-10 minute monologue. Okay, cool. We can move the fuck along.
But yeah.
That wasn't the case, man. And then the other big issue I had was with the huge kill scene that happened in the bus.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm led to believe that there's, what, 20, 30 people in the bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're partying. And then, like, he just walks on there. He's like, fuck these guys. He walks up with his chainsaw and then like, you're canceled, bro.
Yep.
So none of these people had the mentality to think if we fucking swarm him, some of us will get clipped, but we could fucking beat him together. Now he runs fucking like Hulkamania and runs wild through these motherfuckers. Well, none of them fucking have, none of them have the urge to save themselves.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, man.
And no self-preservation. I thought of this quote.
Everybody just stood there and took it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, dude, this ain't a gangbang, man. You don't got to stay there and take it. And, like, the first quote that came to mind was Josh Brolin from 2007's Planet Terror. And, like, Doc, what are you thinking when everybody's turning? What do you think? He's like, self-preservation comes to mind.
Yeah. No shit, man.
And I was like, okay. Where is the self-preservation with these fuckers, man? And there was none. And I just like, okay, you're asking me to suspend too much disbelief.
Yeah. Yeah, with the immense strength that he had, you know, it was just.
Yeah, okay. People are strong. Some people are strong their whole lives. Okay.
But him to be throwing people around with one hand, you know. Picking them up off the ground and chucking them across the room.
Putting the chains on, lifting them up.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, no.
And then
this is too much Jason Voorhees.
And at least with Jason, it led to believe that he's just this unkillable machine. Okay, then he's like the Terminator.
And you know? Now they try to do that same kind of thing with Leatherface, which I was like, Leatherface was never like this.
Yeah, he was just this crazed fucking psycho, man. Yep. First movie for an hour and 20 is damn near a perfect movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I it's on Netflix. I mean, if you want to watch it and, you know, come to your own conclusion, that's just my opinion on the movie.
Yeah. So there you have it. You know,
it's a wet diarrhea dump, man. Like, you want to wipe it away, but you can't. So you flush, and then you wipe some more, and it's still there. It just wasn't good.
So check it out, folks. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, if any of it, hopefully, I wish I had two more fucking hands so I could give the fucking thing four thumbs down.
Now, what was the year they did the one with Jessica Biel?
19 years ago.
Was that...
03.
Yeah, okay.
That was almost... That was a remake.
Yeah, it was, but that one was actually pretty good.
I enjoyed it, man. I got nothing bad to say about it. I haven't watched it in a while, but yeah, I mean, I wouldn't fucking call it a diarrhea fucking atrocity.
No, that's what I was getting at. That one was good.
On Netflix too, people, so go watch that one. And then they got the 2013 Texas Chainsaw 3D movie on there now too.
That was one I actually liked. That was with Alexandra Daddario.
Yeah.
I actually liked that one.
So... But yeah, the new one. Oh. Hey man, you got my review on there.
Yep. So check it out. Form your own opinion. Yeah. Tell us what you think. And well, moving on, we've got Marvel's Morbius movie is finally out in theaters. This stars Jared Leto as the main character, and I honestly can't wait to see this. I love the comic book.
So in the 90s, the super popular Amazing Spider-Man cartoon on Fox Kids, just Fox, and it was Fox Kids. They couldn't use the words kill. Nobody could die. There could be no bullets. So when Morbius is introduced, he has hand buttholes and he puts them on and he sucks your energy that way. Like this. They look like fucking anuses on his hands.
And I hadn't seen that.
yeah, they look like fucking little buttholes on all of his hands. And because it was a kid show. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed those cartoons. I'm like, what the fuck, man? And, you know, because it was early teens.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm still watching it up until they canceled it. But, yeah, it's just like, those do look like fucking tiny anuses. And then when the Punisher fought him, that's why he was shooting lasers out of his gun, like G.I. Joe, because they couldn't be bullets.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They also put it down on Batman, like there's no killing. The Joker can't kill anybody. So you know what they did? He gassed him and he killed him. They just died with a smile on their face in the cartoons.
The Smilex gas, huh?
Yeah. So
interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, who knows how this movie is. I doubt there's fucking going to be handinesses, though.
Yeah, let's hope not. So, moving on, we got The Batman, which I thought was awesome.
Loved it.
I got to watch it on its last showing in the Ketchikan Theater.
Badass.
I didn't know what to expect from Robert Pattinson as Batman, but I was thoroughly impressed. What a badass movie.
I liked how he didn't know how to be Bruce Wayne. He was more in tune with being Batman. And fighting crime and being vengeance and not knowing how to be a normal person and interact and build these relationships that we know he's going to build, but he just didn't know how to do it yet.
Yep. And this really showed a lot more of his actual detective work, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah. There's the direct opposite scene from the movie you're watching right now, The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
When it shows his one detective scene on there, it's, he's got all these, he's got the gun set up at different distances and he's shooting holes.
Yep.
And he's trying to match it up. That's his only detective scene. Now, when he gets that piece, all the cops are like, what is he doing here? And he's like, I need to be here before you guys contaminate the scene. Now, the opening, after the crazy opening scene of this movie, when he's walking around, they're like, what's he doing here? Blah, blah, blah. And then he doesn't say shit.
Yep.
So I'm just here to look. And then I thought the recording contact lenses was a nice touch.
That was cool, yeah.
I that's one thing I did call out, and I was like, wait, why is he? Damn, he's just looking like he's not saying anything. He's not talking. He's not talking down to the police force. Like, fuck, he must have some kind of camcorder, like, on his. At first I thought it might have been
something in the mask.
Yeah. And then when he took out his contacts, like, oh, shit, that's a nice touch, man.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of really cool things about this movie that really impressed me. One, I was blown away by his acting.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
I had my doubts, you know, him coming from this the glittery vampire thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, he's going to be a glittery Batman.
Yeah.
And man, was I wrong. This movie was badass. I recommend everybody check this out.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of Batman or not, check it out.
So after he started doing like some indie movies and some other movies. So when he got hired, I was like, huh. I'm like, I'll give him a chance. I'm going to watch it. And then he's done like all these different types of movies since Twilight. So I was like, okay, I'll. And then I watched it. I was like, yeah, I wasn't let down by him.
No, you know? I enjoyed it. I loved it. I might be a little bit biased because I love all Batman movies, but this one was very impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a documentary coming up. This is called Hollywood Dreams and Nightmares, the Robert Englund story.
Really?
Yep. They've just finished filming, and we'll explore the man behind the glove. So we're going to get a deep look into the life of Robert Englund, which is really cool. No official release date on that yet, but the filming is done.
Oh, okay.
Sharkbait. This is just what it sounds, really. This will go heavy on the shark attack mayhem. This one follows a group of spring breakers enjoying a weekend in Mexico. After a big night partying on the beach, the friends steal a couple of jet skis and take them out to sea. But they end up in a horrific head-on collision. And after one of the jet skis sinks, the group find themselves stranded 2 miles away from shore and only one remaining jet ski. They are also struggling with a badly injured friend with no clear way home and the predators circling the choppy waters below. The true horror begins. Now that sounds like a fun movie. I'm a big fan of all shark attack movies. So.
What's it called?
Sharkbait.
Sharkbait.
No official release date on that one yet, but that's going to be good. I'm sure.
There was some shark movie that I posted. Like, I don't know if it was like Shark Vampire or Shark something. I was like, holy shit, man.
They are really reaching with these shark movies lately.
Yeah.
This one actually sounds pretty good, though.
Does it have fucking laser freaking beams on its head?
That was Robo Shark.
No, do you know what that quote's from? It was from Austin Powers.
Oh, oh yeah, that's right.
Sharks with laser freaking beams coming from its heads, and then his son does it.
Oh, man. All right, so here's another one.
Yeah.
Netflix has unearthed the John Wayne Gacy tapes for its latest true crime series.
I am just, like, always had these odd fascinations with, like, everybody with serial killers, man.
Same here.
I was texting Maya about that very documentary coming out. It's at the end of this month, right?
Yeah. This is titled Conversations with a Killer, man. The John Wayne Gacy Tapes. This is a three-episode limited series. It's going to premiere on Netflix on April 20th.
Nice.
So I'm definitely going to be watching that. And I got a little bit of a rundown on it right here.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. So before you give a rundown, I was like, holy shit, there's this one with Unabomber, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm going to watch this. It's Unabomber bomber tapes. And he allowed one person to come in and record. Now, I know it was the 70s. Or no, it was the 90s.
Yeah.
So it was like every time like I listened, they were just in an echo chamber and it sounded like he was like back here talking into a mic in a bathroom.
Oh, wow.
So there's this weird, like, I couldn't even get into it. So I just stopped watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how that sounded, but I'm assuming that's.
Yeah.
Like you could tell
it
was just
that it was mic. Yeah, way off.
Yeah.
Now, Conversations with the Killer, that Ted Bundy tapes, that was a really good series.
Or maybe that's the one I was thinking of. Well, one of those, but one of them, they had recordings with somebody, but I thought it was Ted Kaczynski, but because I was trying to watch something, but I was just like, it is so, like I said, it was recording to prison, but it just sounded like, hey man, the mic's there and that's good enough, even though we're in this fucking bad place with sound.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude, listen to your tapes, go back and record.
Yeah. Well, this one I'm really excited about. Everybody knows about John Wayne Gacy, and if you don't, Gacy was an aspiring politician, beloved contractor, and a part-time clown for hire who murdered 33 young men between 1972 and 1976. The majority of his victims were found buried under his house in the quiet northwest suburbs of Chicago. 50 years later, DNA scientists are still trying to identify all of his victims. Now, that's some scary shit. That's real life shit.
So there was so much shit that so many people that he buried under his house, under his mom's house, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, whew. There was this loose connection that they tried to make, and it's on Peacock with like the clown and like the killer or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was, cause different times back then you had to put an ad in some kind of weird underground paper for your kinks. You know?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it was just, that shit's crazy. There was a movie made about him, came out with Brian Dennehy as him.
That was Gacy, right?
Hold on. I'll look it up really quick while you...
I think that was Gacy. That was actually pretty good, and I have that movie.
Go ahead. I'm listening, bro.
Oh, that's all I got on Gacy.
So, really quick, what are the movies here? Dahmer versus Gacy. I'm just kidding.
There were at least two movies that I know of John Wayne Gacy. And I'm talking Hollywood movies, not...
Yeah, yeah, no, not these fucking stupid, like, hey, the serial killers are fighting each other. Like, no,
one, I think, was called... shit, what was it? Damn, I can't remember the name of it.
So, sorry, I'm looking up... I wonder if it was this one. Oh, yeah. To Catch a Killer.
Okay. That one I haven't seen.
Released May 15th, 1992. Distributed by Fox. Just about the detective who tracks him down.
Now that...
It was a TV miniseries.
You're going to have to look that up. That sounds like a good one.
Yeah, it was a TV miniseries. I think I watched it with my mom. But anyways, go ahead.
All right, so moving on, we've got a movie called Felix. This is starring Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and this one is described as Super 8 meets Child's Play. And it goes as follows. Charlie and his best friend Jimmy are making a film and dream of becoming big-time Hollywood directors. When Charlie's father finds an old ventriloquist doll named Felix among his late mother's belongings, Charlie and Jimmy cast the doll as the creepy antagonist. Through a chain of increasingly sinister and disturbing events, the family discovers that Felix has a mind of his own, and it's up to Charlie and Jimmy to rid their family of the ominous presence. Now, this actually sounds like a good movie. I like these, these, you know, creepy doll kind of paranormal movies.
Yeah.
Especially with Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah.
Guy's a hell of an actor. This one, I think, is going to be good.
Nice.
And next up, we've got a movie called Monstrous, starring Christina Ricci. It will hit theaters and on demand on May 13th. Ricci plays Laura, who was traumatized by an abusive relationship, finally runs away from her former husband with her 7-year-old son, Cody. But in their new idyllic and remote sanctuary, they find they have another, bigger, and more terrifying monster to deal with. One that will test both their mental health issues to the limit. And this actually sounds like a good, scary movie here. I haven't seen a good monster movie in a while, so kind of excited for this.
Can't think of the last one I watched.
Let's see. I've been reading a lot of, I just read two books called Megacroc.
Yeah, okay.
And reading these books is so, vivid that, shit, it's like you're watching a movie when you're reading them,
mm-hmm.
and it just really wraps you into it. So, very, very cool books. I can't remember who the author is.
Yeah, yeah.
But I read those on Kindle over the last few days and loved them.
Nice.
So, what other movies are playing right now? Sonic the Hedgehog 2, I think, is coming out.
Starts tonight.
And that's replacing The Lost City?
Yeah.
Lost City looked like a good one, too, and I can't wait to see that, but
yeah,
I am going to definitely go try and see Morbius.
Are you going to go tonight?
Going to try, yeah.
Nice. I don't know when I'm going to see that one. Maybe next weekend, I'm not sure. Just
hopefully it's still here.
Yeah, if not, then I'll watch it on demand.
Yeah.
Which is probably what I'm going to end up doing.
It looks like a good one. I mean, I'm excited for it because I like the comic book.
Yeah.
Morbius, the Living Vampire.
Yeah. You know, it's all like that.
All right. Well, that's all wife. We have for tonight there, buddy. All right. Thanks for listening.
All right, man.
I'll see you next time.
Peace out.